Aquapedia is our online acquisition encyclopedia of common defense acquisition topics. Each topic is identified as an article, and typically our articles are anywhere from 1 to 2 pages in length, so they're pretty short. The articles contain like a definition, a brief narrative, which provides some context or background for that particular topic. And it also includes links to the most pertinent policy, guidance, tools, practices, training, communities of practice to further augment the understanding for the acquisition workforce.
Who decides what the articles are that you get people to write for you?
Well, we get that from our what we call our learning capabilities integration center, and we have learning asset portfolio managers there, and they're the ones that initially came up with the topics that we would write about. And again, there's sort of the common acquisition topics and terms. And in addition to that, we have a link on the Aquapedia site that allows users to actually suggest topics.
And who are the kinds of folks that are using Aquapedia?
It's acquisition professionals primarily. We target the defense acquisition workforce, of course, but it could be beneficial to anybody in the federal acquisition workforce.
What are some of the new ones that you have posted?
Some of the new ones are the training and training support. Data rights was a new one that just came out recently. There's been 4 or 5 that are fairly new to Aquapedia. Right now we have about 400. We do have 400 articles.
I have a link posted at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth to Aquapedia so folks can see it if they're not familiar with it. How long has it been around? It's not something that I had heard about a lot before.
Yeah, and that's one of the issues and challenges we have is getting the word out so that people know that we have these resources online. It's actually been around about 3 years. And so I appreciate you putting that link out there on your website and getting the word out, because what we've found in talking to people, I do a lot of conferences, and we try to show some of the online resources that we have available to the acquisition workforce. And when we show Aquapedia to them, they really like it a lot, because what it does is it aggregates a lot of content in a very succinct kind of Reader's Digest kind of format for them and allows them to get to high-value content very quickly.
Yeah, the information page that we have, as I mentioned, it's linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. There's 3 different ways people can find information: search, alphabetical listing, functional listing, and you've got 5 business field areas there. I won't list them all. If somebody wants to read them, they can check that link out, but is there one of those areas where you have a higher concentration of articles or where you have a higher concentration of users looking for information or anything like that?
I would say probably the areas that probably get the most page hits are the program management area. But it is a little bit tied to how many articles we have in those different areas. Some areas have more articles than not. And something about the search, just that I'll mention to you, we have a search capability that actually just searches within Aquapedia. So it will suggest, as you start typing, it will suggest what articles are already out there.
What was it that made you want to go to the wiki model in the first place? Was it because people in many cases are familiar with something like Wikipedia, or is there something else about this model that was attractive to you?
The idea we had was that it was an encyclopedia, an acquisition encyclopedia, and you see kind of the book metaphor that you see on the front page. But we really wanted to make it a little bit more collaborative, you know, in allowing users to suggest, you know, content and that kind of thing, and to be able to, you know, provide feedback to us on the articles. Right now, the articles are developed and maintained by DAU faculty, and there is some collaboration within DAU on articles. So that's kind of a little bit of a wiki model. It's a little bit more controlled than what normally you would think of as like a Wikipedia, where there's kind of a free-for-all.
Mm-hmm. The whole concept of this is fascinating to me because, when I think of a wiki model, it occurs to me whenever somebody needs information, needs updated, needs a contribution, it can work. You can work that into it. What advantage has that presented in your requests that people give you for material that they'd like to see included, that they'd like to see articles about?
Well, a lot of times what we'll do is we will ask people if they have content that they want to provide to us. So they might suggest a topic, and part of that is getting back to them and say, well, do you already have some information that we can use to actually start creating an article? Because normally what we'll do when we get a suggested topic is we'll look at it and say, is there something already out here that's similar to this? Is this a topic we really want to address, or do we already have it sort of covered in the listing of articles that we already have? And then if it is something we want to develop, we'll put it on the list and start to get it into a subject matter expert's hands so that they can start to develop it.